This is Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, episode 44 for Wednesday, November 13th, 2019. Hello from Lincoln Public Schools. I'm Brian Fitzgerald.
And I'm Jason Keyes. Welcome to Stories from Lincoln Public Schools, our podcast that gives you an inside look at the people, activities, and programs that make LPS the wonderful place it is. Today, we're going to hear from the director of the Career Academy, Dan Hohensee, as he speaks with board member Don Mayhew in last night's board preview live. But first, let's turn to the front page of LPS.org. The first story we have up there, a special guest conductor visits North Star Orchestras. And last week, Ed Polichick, the Lincoln Symphony Orchestra conductor and music director, visited Lincoln North Star and worked with the school's varsity and chamber orchestras. And there's some wonderful photos of that up there. We also have Lincoln Public Schools staff and students honor Veterans Day. Schools across the city recognized and honored veterans in many ways this past Monday, and we have nearly 20 pages of galleries, videos, and stories of veterans visiting our buildings and of our students out in the community celebrating our military heroes. And lastly, Brian, I know I sound like a broken record here, but two LPS teachers have been awarded the highest honor bestowed by the U.S. government for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and computer science teaching. We have Rochelle Settles from Friedstrom Elementary and Alicia Davis from Scott Middle School, and they recently traveled to Washington, D.C. to receive the Presidential Award for Excellence in Mathematics and Science Teaching.
This week on the Arts and Academic Calendar, Thursday from 3:15 to 5, the Northeast Fall Art Show is going on at the Northeast High School Library. Saturday at 7 p.m., we have Night at the Acropolis 10 in East High South Gymnasium. And this is a fundraiser for the East High Music Department. So they're going to have multiple stages, an MC, dessert, soloists, and all of the East High music groups. So go check that out and support East High Music. Tuesday at 12 p.m. right here at the district office, we have another learning lunch. And it's this month, it's meeting the needs of all students, supporting our students who are deaf or hard of hearing. So that's a free event. Bring your lunch. There's usually some small dessert that's provided, cookies or something. And then also that evening, Tuesday at 7 p.m., East High Theater presents Rumors of Polar Bears in the East High Auditorium. I don't think there's Rumors of Polar Bears in the East High Auditorium. I think it's a play called Rumors of Polar Bears. So check that out or watch out for polar bears at the auditorium. Athletics calendar. Wednesday tonight at 3:30, we have Northeast versus North Star at Hollywood in Unified Bowling. Also in Unified Bowling, 4 p.m., Lincoln High versus Southeast, and that's out at Sun Valley Lanes. Next Monday at 3:30 p.m., we have Northeast versus Lincoln High out at Hollywood Bowl. And then Wednesday night, 3:30 p.m., we have East High versus Southeast at Parkway and Southwest versus North Star at Sun Valley Lanes. So lots of Unified Bowling going on.
So, Brian, the Career Academy, as we know, is a joint venture between Lincoln Public Schools and Southeast Community College. The goal of the Career Academy, commonly referred to as TCA, is to provide academic and real-world experiences to high school juniors and seniors through dual-credit courses and career pathways. TCA is now in its fifth year and continues to add students and career pathways as it grows in popularity. Let's take a listen to the latest episode of LPS Live, featuring a conversation between TCA Director Dan Hohensee and board member Don Mayhew, as they talk about where TCA has been, where it is now, and where it's going in the future.
Hello, my name is Don Mayhew, and I'm a member of your Lincoln Public Schools Board of Education. Welcome to this broadcast of LPS Live Board Preview. We're using Facebook Live to reach out to the community, give you a chance to get to know your elected school board members a little bit better, and talk about some of the important work that we're doing as a district. Keep in mind, if you're watching this live and you have a question for us, type it in the comments below, and if we have a chance, we'll try to respond to your questions live during this broadcast. The Career Academy opened in the fall of 2015 and is a joint venture between Lincoln Public Schools and Southeast Community College. The goal of the Career Academy is to provide academic and real-world experiences to high school juniors and seniors through high school and dual-credit courses in 16 different career pathways. Here to give us an update is Dan Hohensee, the director of the Career Academy. Dan, welcome.
Thank you, Don. Thanks for having me.
Now, you and I have spent quite a bit of time talking about the Career Academy. I happen to sit on our joint board, which is a couple of LPS people, a couple of Southeast people, and then you as the administrator will report to that board. And this is the fourth year for the Career Academy. And I know that we have been seeing enrollment grow over the years. What are the numbers? Where are we at right now in terms of enrollment?
Right now, we are at 636 students that are there as full-time students. We have additionally about 60 of those students take additional courses above and beyond their pathway. So we're just under the 700 mark.
I remember many years ago when we built the new high schools, North Star and Southwest, we were concerned that the schools would be full, and within a couple of years they were. I know that we still have some capacity at the Career Academy. We've got some room to grow yet.
Yes, we do, yeah. We're trying to grow a little bit more into our middle session. Our AM session is just about getting to the point of being full. Those primarily are juniors. Then our middle session allows us to do additional groups of juniors and maybe some seniors as well. And then our afternoon sessions are seniors. But we're getting there, and slowly but surely.
So students can come and they can choose a pathway. What does that mean, and what are these pathways?
A pathway was based on high demand, high skill, high wage opportunities in the region. And the 16 pathways they landed on here for the Career Academy that we're able to offer include K-12 education, early childhood, health science, which can include a CNA, a PT aide, a nutrition aide. We also have ag bioscience. And then we have IT programming, IT networking, criminal justice, business, engineering. And then our skilled and technical areas, our more hands-on areas, are things like construction, electrical, HVAC, refrigeration, masonry, precision machining, welding, and culinary.
That's pretty good. I don't think I could have reeled those off.
Yeah.
I remember doing a lot of work, though, back when we were first talking about this as a concept, and then as it began to become real, and wanting to be responsive to the needs of the business community, and recognizing that there was a lot of demand for skilled, knowledgeable employees, and they didn't have the proper education or skills to be able to take a lot of these good-paying jobs.
Yeah, exactly. We're finding out that that's an additional piece besides the academics that we offer. We do some college and career readiness skills, and those are just things like attendance and technology and things like that. And we know our kids need those skills above and beyond the academics they're learning as well.
So we've been open a few years now. What are some of our success stories?
Some of our success stories have been, I think, back to some of our early students that graduated after the first or second year. So they had part of the full program. They went on to SCC, completed their first degree program pretty quickly because they had earned credits already. And then they went on and got a second degree at SCC. One of them was a young lady that did residential construction and electrical. And then we've also had students that have gone on to four-year colleges taking their credits with them. And they started as sophomore in standing. And a couple of our students that then have been through the two-year program, they've now been out 3 years, or this will be their third year, they will be graduating likely this coming May because they'll be able to accelerate their time and four-year college. So those are some of the kind of the general stories we're hearing back is kids are glad they did it.
Mm-hmm.
They found their fit. They've got the college credits at a reduced price. They really feel like they're ready for college.
That is neat. And I know that so our kids are going through, they're getting a high quality education, they're getting some college credit, and they're getting some experiences that they might not otherwise have access to. I know that some of our students, too, are competing at the state and the national level. And at a recent joint board meeting, you had three students come and talk to us. And one of them, I remember, was in culinary arts. I'm a restaurant, so that one kind of stuck out to
absolutely.
Me.
Absolutely.
Where she was a state champion and then had become a national champion.
Yep.
And I think she was working on getting ready to apply to compete nationally, as I recall. But all three of them getting some state and national recognition.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we have seven student clubs at the Career Academy, and they all have some sort of competition linked to those, as typically a state, possibly a national competition. We had two young men. I'm starting with our national runner-ups. We had one young man, Zach Lagos, that was in construction. He had competed at the previous year and was a state champion, finishing in the top 10 nationally at Skills USA. And then he came back his senior year, competed in the same competition, and won again at state, then went on to be the national runner-up at Skills USA in construction. Then the other young man was in Edge Rising, which is our K-12 educators student club, and he was in impromptu speaking. And he won the state competition, went down to the Nationals down in Dallas, Texas, and he got national runner-up there. And then the young lady you were talking about, Hannah Christensen, she was a two-year student at TCA. Last year, then her senior year, she competed at State Skills USA, got first place there in commercial baking. She went on to Nationals and got first place at Nationals in commercial baking. And because she had that, or she, because she won Nationals, she was the recipient of a full ride to any one of top three top culinary schools in the nation. And so she's still deciding that.
That's
and,
incredible.
Oh, that is absolutely amazing. And then she also gets a chance to apply to compete at the World Competition. And I believe this year it's going to be in Shanghai, China. I'm not sure where she is in that process, but we're going to find out.
So she's got her choice of where she wants to go to school. And a lot of these kids do. They're coming out, they've got this education, they've got these credentials now, and they have options and opportunities maybe that they wouldn't have otherwise had without this program. And I remember when we were, again, first kind of talking about starting this, one of the things that we talked about was maybe having a certain level of rigor. This was a more rigorous program. Mm-hmm. There were going to be more demands on the kids, and we wanted students to be at a certain academic level. But since then, I think we've kind of backed off from that a little bit. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, when we have kids come to us, we look at a couple different factors. GPA would certainly be one of them, their transcript, et cetera. But what we're finding out is that we can have students that in a wide range of GPAs that come to the Career Academy and they find themselves. Mm-hmm. They find a pathway that fits for them, and all of a sudden they start connecting the academics that they're doing at their home high school to what they're doing in their pathway. And it really sparks the idea to them that I've got to be a better, more rounded person. And so our students that come in with maybe a 1.8 GPA turn around and become a B student, a 3.0 student, simply because they found what they liked. Mm-hmm. They're getting a chance to do that 2 hours a day while they're at the Career Academy. And because of the choice they made by coming to the Career Academy, they become just a better student overall.
Students do better when they like what they're doing.
Absolutely.
When they're engaged.
Yep.
So one of the things that we do at LPS really well, I think, is we pay attention to what we're doing and how we're doing it, and we learn and then we improve. Yep. What are some of the lessons we've learned running the Career Academy?
I think one of the biggest ones, just what we talked about, is that we need to give students a variety of opportunities and choices throughout the district, and the Career Academy is simply one of those choices. And those students can find themselves in a different community and all of a sudden become a much more engaged student. I think some of the other things we've learned is that we need to be accessible to all students. This is certainly an equity issue, and by the district providing transportation to the Career Academy, we probably get 30 or 40% more students because that's the only way they can get to the Career Academy. And then finally, that students that do come to the Career Academy and succeed have a great experience, and those students that come to the Academy and struggle a little bit also learn from that as well. Mm-hmm. And they find out, hey, college may be for me, it's just not for me right now. And there's nothing wrong with that as well. So we've learned a lot of things about our kids, about us as educators, and about the choices we can provide here in Lincoln Public Schools.
And you hit on a key point, too, and we've talked about this for our other focus programs and the fact that all of our high schools are open, but Lincoln Public Schools is a district of choice. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if parents decide that they want to choose the Career Academy, how do they get more information about it?
Gotcha. They can go to our website, thecareer.academy, or certainly go through lps.org and just look at the high school focus programs, and they can find us as well. Once to our website, they'll have information for all of our pathways, which would include the courses they would take, what kind of credits they'll earn, what it might cost, and then there's an apply button right there on the front page. Just click on the apply. If they are a sophomore or junior, going to be a junior or senior, they can apply, and then once they're in the list, we start doing the rest of the work for them, and then we reach out and contact them after that.
So it sounds like we try to make the application easy for them. Click on the button, fill out the form. Are there other things they're going to have to do, get permission or a recommendation or any of that kind of stuff?
We do ask them for a recommendation as well. We'll be able to pull the transcript from them if they're an LPS student. If they are a Lincoln Public School attendance area student, a parochial student, or a private school, they can also apply as well. And then also the SEC region area students can apply also.
I'm glad you mentioned that. This is an LPS program, but it's not just LPS students. We are
exactly.
Open to any students who are in the Lincoln or the Southeast Community College attendance areas.
Absolutely. You bet.
Right. Yep. Dan, thank you so much for the work you do and for joining us today to talk about it a little bit. Keep in mind that we're going to be having having a work session at 4:30 and our regular board meeting at 6 o'clock. You can watch our regular board meeting live on our website at www.lps.org. You can also watch it on TV, ALO Channel 23, Charter Spectrum Channel 1303, or Windstream Channel 1080. Now with that, again, my name is Don Mayhew. Thanks for watching.
So the Career Academy is just one example of our many great focus programs at LPS, and it'll be interesting to see what new focus programs we have in store for the future.
If there's anything you've heard today that you'd like to learn more about, there's links to everything along with links to our full calendars on the podcast page at lps.org/podcast. And if you'd like to subscribe and get notified each Wednesday when we push up a new episode, you can find us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, and Spotify. Links to all of these services are also up at lps.org/podcast. And that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for joining us here on Stories from Lincoln Public Schools.